they spent 2 days at training camp practicing. Did you meet out of line?
Well, we did what we did, and we're continuing that process of getting ready for this team the best way that we know how.
You spoke yesterday on the radio that Aaron Rodgers is playing at a historically high level for an NFL quarterback. Can you expand on what you see out of him as a quarterback?
Well, like I said yesterday, he'd be really fun to watch. He'd be something to watch if you didn't have to play against him, but just that, I think that sums it up in a pretty tidy box. I don't know of anybody that's ever played the quarterback position at the level that he's playing at now, and has been playing at. Just phenomenal.
From your experience going into Lambeau Field as many times as you did, what kind of additional element does that bring in terms of difficulty for a visiting?
Well, the same that it always does. You go in with your roster and your coaches, and there could be a few smattering of your own fans there. But it's basically just us against a lot of them. And but when you're on the field, it's 11 against 11. And so the thing we believe in the most is that the hard work, the preparation, will put us in the most advantageous position to win in Lambeau Field against the Packers or any other venue that we might play. Well, really excited to watch our guys compete. I mean, that's the biggest thing when it comes to game day that I most anticipate. and it'll take really being on it for us in all facets. To be tough to beat, to be competitive, to be in a position to win this game. So I think execution and but first and foremost, the preparation and the work needs to be put in this week and get ready for this ball game.
Your depth chart yesterday listed Moss as a starter. Is that going to be accurate? He'll run out with the two wide receiver sets.
Again, we've talked about this before. The depth chart significance, especially on today, what we're going to do, what we will do. I mean, could be something that can't be foreseen, and predicted today. So generally I like to stay away from those kind of questions. How much is the guy going to be used? How he's going to be used? And what form or fashion is he going to be used? But that's about all I really is to say about that. Mara was back here on the off days and getting reacclimated and familiar with everything, and again an important week of preparation, and we'll feel good day by day. We'll feel good as we do the work, that will give us the confidence that will make us competitive. I mean, that's just how we feel about it. But that's a personal thing. Dad used to tell me an old Al McGuire quote that marriages are optional, but funerals are mandatory. And that's time that Mario needed, and we support him. I don't know that you can. I don't know how much you can put into that. It's very difficult to quantitate.
Jim, the fact that in the preseason you were able to read option with Collins was obviously very effective. thing that it works so well, but, you know, that's obviously taking away, I guess, some time away from them, I guess, to be able to do other stuff.
Could be, and that's a possibility that we can do that or get to do that. And they get to do whatever they want to do, and they get to prepare however they want to prepare. So I don't know how much it is a good thing or a bad thing, you know.
You've got a guy on your staff, Nick Fangio, who's very familiar with
Don Capers. Mm-hmm. Well, again, you know, don't talk a lot about scheme, but, I mean, you can said this before that, you know, our mentors are our guys on the staff, you know, and, you know, we use all resources to help our team win if we thought that would give us an advantage.
Did you get a sense whether Brandon Jacobs would be available on Sunday?
Not for sure. Not sure. Could. I don't know if I'd be the best person to give that summation, how accurate it would be. I wasn't on the same team with Randy at any time before this year, but it's been good, and been very pleased to have Randy on our team, and look forward to a great week of preparation with Randy and all the guys. So I think that's the most relevant thing. Sure.
For a lot of people, I think there's just an intriguing element of unknown, you know, what Randy Moss is going to offer. I mean, is there some element of that with you and, I guess, just the team? Kind of a sense of excitement of that in real games count for Randy Moss?
I don't know. I mean, to measure that, I couldn't give you the, you know, what it is that you're after. I really don't. So, it'll all play out, you know, as it's been playing out and will continue to play out now that we start the real games. So I think I'd just leave it at that, unless there's something you want me to say that could help so we don't have to ask any more of the same. He's good. He's darn good. Yeah, we feel great about it. I mean, that's he's on our team. Ready to go to battle with Randy and all the guys.